What's my horse's handicap?
The fact that you're backing him.
Everyone loves a newbie. That's why Paddy Power Games are giving all new customers 60 free spins on daily jackpot games. New Paddy Power Games customers only. One per customer. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Hi there, welcome along to the Racing Post. Day 3, glorious Goodwood postcast. We're looking ahead to Thursday's card and some fantastic, very tricky racing. I must say, I'm Bruce Millington, and I'm joined to try and solve the 7-race puzzle by James Hill and Tom Collins from the Racing Post tipping desk, and also from Paddy Power, James Ryan, who's got all the latest prices as well as tips and hopefully a special offer and some extra places along the way. We'll start with the 150. It's the Unibet handicap over a mile and 2 furlong live on ITV. 11 declared. Spin through the prices for us, James Ryan.
Yeah, so Sinjari is our 7-2 favourite, followed by Walk in the Sand at 9-2. Dalalat 5-1, Forest of Dean 6-1, Corcho 13-2, and 9-1 bar.
Righty ho, James Hill, you go first. Have you got a good handle on this race?
Well, it's pretty tough, Bruce, to start off with. Very competitive. You could pick about 5 or 6 here, I think. But for a bit of value, I'm going to go for Almania, the Sir Michael Stout trained colt. He's obviously well regarded, Almania. He started out first time up this season in the Dante, so highly tried then. Since then, he's run twice at Ascot over a mile and a half, run well both times, but looked on each occasion as if a drop back in trip would suit, which he gets here. And he's a good value. I think he's about twice the price of Sinjari, who he finished ahead of at Royal Ascot. So I'm going to take a chance on him.
Almania. Tom, just before we talk about this particular race and get your fancies, this card, I think, although it was horrible weather on Tuesday, I think we can be fairly confident we're going to be looking at good ground here.
Yeah, definitely.
There's not too much rain in the forecast.
So no,
at least, while it is very tricky, we know roughly what we're doing as far as grounds.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think there's much rain forecast for today or tomorrow when the racing's actually happening. So, yeah, it's going to be quicking up all the time. And hopefully that'll be in the favour of Forest of Dean. John Gosden's charge only carries 8 stone 4 pounds. Obviously, Dettori can't ride out that weight. So it's very interesting that Harry Bentley gets on board. That's his lowest weight, 8'4". So he's obviously been booked and wants to ride this horse, which is understandable given his form. He's a real improver over this 1 mile 2 furlong trip. He smashed a 98-rated runner in a novice event on his first start of the season. Somehow then got beat in a red car handicap. I don't know how he found so much trouble. And, you know, he was the best horse in the race, but he still got beat by Samim, who's won his last two. So it's still a decent piece of form. Won really well at Donny last, on his penultimate start, and was fourth in the London Gold Cup last time out. There's lots of runners from the London Gold Cup in this race, so it's a pretty good handicap. And yeah, I think Forest of Dean will win.
If you're a regular listener to the podcast, you'll know that the London Gold Cup, Paul Keighley always says, a fantastic pointer to the future. So maybe Forest of Dean will start that going from this year's running. James Ryan, who do you like here?
Yeah, I'm going to that London Gold Cup for him as well, but it's going to be Sinjari. I'm very willing to forgive his last run. He was drawn widest of the whole field and had kind of a strange enough ride in the fact that he was, you know, he went so wide the whole way as a kind of a lone horse out there. And then he came into the straight and a furlong from the finish, you know, it looked like he was still going to be really competitive. But I'm happy that he's dropping back down in trip today. He's a really lovely and sweet traveller. I think he'd be very hard to beat here. I think that London Gold Cup form, like, he's only a couple of pounds higher than that. And Headman has obviously come out and ranked that form really well. I think Forrester Dean still has a good bit to find with him. I think it wouldn't be shocked if he went off a bit shorter, but he is now at 7-2.
Okay, I don't think that will be the first time today that the boys all disagree on a race. Let's see what they think of the 225, the Qatar Richmond Stakes. Group 2 for the 2-year-olds over 6 furlongs. James, what's the latest betting on this?
Threat is our favourite, and we have a money back special here so that if you get your money back if Threat wins the race. So it gives you a good opportunity to back something else. And Threat is our 9-4 favourite. Gildsman is 7-2. Golden Horde is 5-1. Followed by King Neptune at 8-1. Maxi Boy 8-1. It's 10-1 bar.
And that cashback, £10 or €10, available at paddypower.com or the Racing Post app. Let's have a think now. Who's going to win this one, Tom? Threat was second in the Cov. Do you think he'll make amends? Not make amends, but go one better.
Yeah, I think Threat's the obvious choice here. Obviously, he's quite short in the market, but plenty went wrong for him in the Coventry. Originally, he was drawn in the middle and he tried to track across in the first few strides to the group on the far side. But then he was switched back, ended up being held up, was last of the group, had to weave through, still managed to finish second to a good horse in Arizona. He holds Gildsman on that form. I can't see Gildsman beating him. Hannon's improved for every start. I think he's a good thing, really.
Do you think that, James Ryan?
I do indeed. I think he'll be very hard to beat here. When I first kind of looked at the card, I tried to take him on and looked at Royal Commando, but those type of horses need to improve nearly 20 pounds, I think, to compete with him. I think he was slightly unlucky in the Coventry Panel, as Tom said, just things didn't go fully right for him. I just think he'll be really, really hard to beat. 9-4, I think he'll go off a good bit shorter than that as well.
And Jimmy Hill, does that 9-4 threat do it for you?
It doesn't, I'm afraid, Bruce. I'm going to have to oppose the favourite. He was undoubtedly the horse to take out of the Coventry. I just wonder how good a race that was, actually, though. I mean, 14 runs amongst the field since then, 3 victories. I mean, that's OK. Nothing more than that. Symbolises the one for me. Run twice, run very well both times. Made an eye-catching debut when he slammed a Roja at Salisbury. That one went on to finish third in the Albany Stakes. And I thought he was the best horse in the race when he was behind the places in the Windsor Castle. Didn't really get a good draw that day and was kind of caught in no man's land. And looking at his pedigree, I think this easy 6 furlongs will suit him.
Righty-ho, let's move on to the 3 o'clock. It's the Cata Gordon Stakes, a traditional trial for St Ledger. Group 3 over 1.5 miles. And what's the latest betting on this one, James?
Yeah, Constantinople is our 5-2 favourite, followed by Spanish Moon at 7-2, Jalmood 5-1, Dal Horsigal 6-1, Nayef Road 8-1, Technician 8-1, 9-1 bar.
And sticking with you, James, first of all, do you think the St Ledger winner is running in this race?
I'm not sure the St Ledger winner is running it. You know, the likes of Japan and all end up going to that race. But I think it's a really competitive heat, and I'm kind of going for one at a bit of a price, and one that I really like, actually, in this. I think Cap Francois, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but
Cap Francais,
thanks very much, Bruce. I just think he's going to be missed a little bit. You know, the last 3 runs, he's kind of had a little excuse in a couple of them. He handled an undulating track really well at Epsom when he was kind of fast finishing. Didn't look like he quite got home in the soft ground behind Anthony Van Dyke at Linkfield. My last got over the 1.2, he was a little outpaced when they came around the bend and then was really quick and on late home. Got into kind of a barging match box chairman and then kind of got completely mullered for kind of, you know, the jockey dropping his hand and just letting him come home at his own time. But he was going to really finish strongly that day. But I think the step back up here to 1.4 can really go close here. And I don't think there's any superstars in this race. A couple with penalties in there. You know, the 2 at the head of the market. I just think at 20-1, he's a cracking each way better.
20-1, Cap Francais for James Ryan. Who for James Hill?
I think it's between the 2 penalised runners. And preference would be for the Ballydoyle horse, Constantinople. He was an impressive winner at the Curragh earlier in the season and well fancied at Royal Ascot for the King George handicap there. I thought he should have won that, really. They went far too fast and I just thought he hit the front too soon, got caught by his stablemate near the post. I think he's a bit better than that, will have learnt plenty from it. Interestingly, horses who've had top handicap form have quite a good record at this in this race. So he's the one for me.
You're going for Constantinople. And Tom, who do you fancy?
Well, I made it between Constantinople and William Haggis's Dal Horsigal. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. It's a tough name to pronounce. But Constantinople, he's a horse I really like. But as Jimmy said, I just thought he should have won at Royal Ascot. I don't know how he lost, to be honest. I was on him for quite a decent wager and I just can't bring myself to go in again because I feel like he should have won that race and chucked it away.
James has come up with a theory that just went too soon.
I don't know. The form is not very good anyway. Like, even if he went too soon, I'd still have expected him to beat South Pacific that won that race because, I mean, South Pacific's been beaten comfortably since and I just think there's a bigger improver in here, which is William Haggis's Dal Horsigal. Family improves of age. He's the son of Nathaniel and he's hinted that he's going to improve for this step-up in trip on his 2 previous starts where he's won. Haggis and Tudhope are absolutely flying when they team up. And I just think he has to improve to win on ratings, obviously, but he will step up for this increased distance. And Haggis wouldn't send a horse in straight into a Group 2 from a 0-90 handicap if he didn't think he was good enough. So that's my
Graham Rodway said on the postcast the other week? He said Haggis doesn't call his geese swans, I think.
Exactly that.
OK, so 3 more tips there. 20-1, Cap Francais. James Hill is going for Constantinople. And Tom going for Dal Horsigal. It's a weird one to pronounce that.
Yeah, strange name.
Big race on Thursday takes place at 3:35. It's the Cata Nassau Stakes. And we've got the dual Guineas winner, Hermosa, at the head of the market, James.
Yes, indeed. She's our 7-4 favourite. Followed in closely with the Frankie Ridden, Medea 3-1, Max Ed 6-1. Rada 7-1, Chanel 7-1, and 10-1 Barrett.
Are you drawn to the jolly here, James Hill, or are you going to oppose?
Very much so. I find it difficult to look beyond her. I'm a big fan of Hermosa, dual guineas winner. I just thought she met a horse of a superior turn of foot at Royal Ascot last time round. Her race, fine. Step up in trip, I see absolutely no reason why it won't suit her. I mean, she could well improve for the extra 2 furlongs. And this is actually a race where Ballydoyle do really well at Glorious Goodwood. They've won it 4 times, including twice in the last 3 years.
OK, keeping it simple, are you going to follow suit, Tom?
Yeah, Hermosa just wins, I think. As Jimmy said, O'Brien won this race with Winter and Minding. Both didn't have to be at their best to win it, and I don't think Hermosa will have to be at her best to win this. She's £4 plus clear on ratings of any of her rivals. I think the track will suit, and I think she's just the best horse in the race.
James Ryan, is it that simple for you as well, or are you going to delve deeper and see if you can take her on?
No, I'll keep it very simple. She'll be very hard to beat, I think, going back to even the Newmarket form. I just think the step up and trip will actually suit her the way she rides. I think Ryan will get a good lead on her. I think the pace of the race will just suit her down to the ground. I think she'll be very hard to beat.
OK, 3 tricky races to come next.
Here at Paddy Power, we're the home of the Money Back Special, with some incredible offers every single week. Check out the website or app today. Terms and conditions apply. 18+ begambleaware.org.
OK, the 410 at Goodwood is the Telegraph Nursery Handicap. Which classic winner won this in the last 10 years?
Elliston Brook.
Well played, James Ryan. Well in, my friend. Right then, there are 17 runners. This looks an absolute brute. And Tom Collins, you can have the first go at cracking it.
Well, it's a nursery, and the number one rule for a nursery is you back the top weight. And
why?
They're the best horse in the race. And top weights,
same in any handicap.
Yeah, but in nurseries, top weights often, as 2-year-olds, they improve with time. And a horse that's top weight is normally showing the best level of form already and is therefore more precocious. Consequently, I'm sticking with Full Verse, who's top weight for Charlie Appleby and Godolphin. Appleby's got a fantastic record in nursery. I think he's 19 for 76 in the last 5 years, which is 25%. Really highly regarded by connections. He was sent off just 9-4 on his debut at Newmarket when he ran into about 4 other Godolphin horses, didn't break, and that was race over. Next start, he was 3rd behind Ventura Rebel. We know how good Ventura Rebel is, Richard Fahey's horse. The 2nd that day was Lady Pauline, who Wes Ward obviously really rates. She hasn't really performed since her debut success, but she's a really nice horse as well. And then last time, he didn't really stay the 6.5 furlongs, which is why I think, this is slight doubt anyway, because he hit the front and then he just changed legs. He was hanging left. He barely clung on at the line, but I think he was just idling out in front. I think he's open to more improvement, and he's the one for me in this race.
Have you ever tested your top weights in nurseries theory on Racing Post race form interaction?
I haven't. I need to do that.
You need to, because it could be a load of old bollocks.
That's true. It's true.
Okay, could be like the outsider in the field of three. James Ryan, have you had a good look at this one?
Yeah, it's an interesting race. Obviously, these nurseries can be quite tricky, but kind of like one here in Excellent for Mark Johnson, who obviously targets this meeting. Kind of the last run, anyway, I just think it was rock solid. Basically, it was running over 6, and the 2 horses that finished ahead of him were Betty's Hope and Oh Purple Rain. Of course, Betty's Rope is now 14 pounds higher after coming out winning the Super Sprint. He got a little outpaced from the stalls early that day, and then it was 4.5 wide in what was a 6-runner race the whole way around before plugging on pretty well at the end of the race. It was a pound lower than that 85 when he ran the last day in that nursery. Obviously, it turned out to be a pretty good nursery. I just think he'll be really solid. I'd imagine he'll be a bit of an each-way price, still kind of single digits, but I think he'll be very solid and could run a really strong race.
James Hill, who's your selection?
Toro Strike for me. I think that one will go well. Picture Frame will be popular, I'm sure, having been beaten by a pair of Royal Ascot winners and won over the distance at Newbury last time. But this is a better race, and I thought the performance of Toro Strike at Pontefract last time was really interesting. I mean, it was only a 3-runner race, but it was running a good time. I think the form was good. And for me, he arguably should have won. He somehow managed to meet trouble in running. And I think if he had got a clear gap, he would have won. He looked as if he needs the extra furlong. And if you look as if you need the extra furlong at Pontefract, you really do need it. So I'd be confident about him getting the trip.
OK, the 4.45 is the Markel Insurance EBF Maiden Filly Stakes. Over 7 furlongs, 16 runners. Only 5 of them have got any racecourse experience. Bit of a guess up here. James Ryan, away you go.
Yeah, it's a fairly interesting race. Obviously, Aidan bringing over one called Salsa, full sister to Hermosa. And Hydrangea, so you'd have to think that's pretty well bred. But Aiden's, I think, 0 for 14 here. with newcomers at Goodwood. So just because of kind of that thing, I'm going to take her on. The couple in here that have run all pretty much have pretty good form, but I'm going to go for Vividly. I think she'll probably be third or fourth in here as regards in the betting. I just think she could have the most improvement to come. A lot of these kind of look pretty keened up the first time out, but she was taken out the back a little slow away, got a little bit of interference, taken out wide, came home really well. She ran behind two fairly smart fillies in So Sharp and Dark Lady, who haven't disgraced themselves in group company since. She ran a lovely race, just running on pretty strong at the end, was very eye-catching. She's drawn 16-16, which obviously isn't ideal, but I think the market could maybe dismiss her a little bit more because of that. And obviously there's a lot of inexperienced ones in here, so I wouldn't be shocked even if she did get a decent enough position from that draft. I think she'll be a nice each way price, and it'd be pretty shocking if she wasn't able to run a good race.
Okay, Oak James, quite difficult to have a strong opinion here, I'd imagine, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if I sat this one out, to be honest with you. Cray Lance will no doubt be popular with Frankie Upper. I just thought that one looked a bit one-paced on debut at Newmarket. If you had to press me for one, I'd pick one of the Hannon pair with preference for Ruby Power, but this could be one to follow the market at.
Absolutely. I mean, it's an interesting point, I suppose, Tom, that James Ryan said about Aidan's newcomers at Goodwood, and indeed Aidan's newcomers anywhere. But against that, given Souse's eye-catching pedigree, she's going to dominate the market. So how are you going to approach this one from a better perspective?
I don't think I'll play. I don't really like maidens or novice races to bet in. I think there's too many imponderables, and it's not really my bag at all. I have all the stats for Salsa written down, but James has already gone through them. O'Brien, 0-14 at Goodwood, and then obviously she's a sister to Hydrangea Hermosa, so she will dominate the market, as you say. Crayland, I think, sets the form, only half a length behind a subsequent listed runner-up Light Blush on debut, so pretty decent form that would win the majority of maiden novice events, granted natural improvement. I think if I was to bet in the race, I'd look for one at a bit of a price each way, as we've seen over the last couple of years at Goodwood. Some big price juveniles have been winning races. I think George Baker won one with a 125-1 shot a couple of years ago. So I'd go with Phantom Bride each way. Carl Burke does really well with his two-year-olds, but he rarely has one at Goodwood. I think he's only one for six here in the last 5 years. Phantom Bride has a really decent, speedy American pedigree. She should be really really precocious as well, which is what I would look for in a newcomer. You don't want one missing five lengths at the start and then seeing your money go in the first three or four strides. And the booking of James Doyle, I thought, was extremely interesting. I don't know his stats on how many times he's ridden for Carl Burke, but it cannot be many, and I thought that was very interesting indeed.
Righty-ho, and the final race of day three at Glorious Goodwood takes place at 5:20. Might take place a little later than that, given the start times at Goodwood do tend to slip a little. It's over five furlongs. It's the Tatler Handicap, 17 runners, so plenty of each-way opportunities. And James Hill, we're back with you for the first crack.
I'm going to go for Alfie Solomons here. He's actually not been running too badly this season, although the assessor doesn't seem to think so. He's dropped him as much as £7. Well, that's an interesting mark. He's actually only £2 higher now than when he finished second in a nursery at this meeting 12 months ago. And he was rated as high as 92 as a juvenile, so he had some pretty decent form. He's got some cheek pieces on, so that could sharpen him up, and he's well drawn. And if he can get back to something like near his best form, I think he could be good value.
I can never hear this horse's name without Alfie Solomons. Did you see the preview? The preview's out for Series 5 of Peaky Blinders.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've only watched Series 4. So
have you?
I missed the first three series. I just joined in at Series 4.
Did you? Well, Alfie Solomons was in that, wasn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right. Who'd you fancy, Tom?
I thought it was absolutely impossible. A minefield, in fact. And if I was going to Goodwood, I'd probably leave before this race because I'd be losing money, I think. But if I was to pick one, it would be Mercenary Rose. I'll take a chance on her at off-bottom weight for Paul Cole. She was thought highly of originally. She was entered in Group 3. She ran down the field and didn't run very well at all, to be honest. But just the fact that she was put in the Group 3 suggests they thought she might be better than this. She's been paced in all three runs since after having a wind up, which is, I mean, there's no real improvement in her at the moment, but she's only had five starts, so there still could be something more to come. She was well punted last time out of Catterick, didn't handle the track that day, finished third. Down £2 for that. We'll appreciate the fastly run race here. And
do you like the draw 16 of 17, or don't you?
No,
really?
Because the rail ran dead. That's my one doubt, really. I mean, it's not a race I'd punt in, but she would be the one, hopefully, if angled out, because she'll be held up, I imagine, behind a fast pace. So,
Tom's very defeatist, James. Ryan, are you nice and confident on this one?
I am indeed, yeah. No, I'd kind of like one here now. I'm going for Amplify. I think arguably the best form of three-year-old sprinters this year was in the Sheffield Handicap, won by Morrowed, and the second was Dazzling Dan. They're both way ahead of their mark now, and Amplify was back in fifth that day, and it's only £1 higher now after that run, because he won in Windsor last time out. And the King the third that day where he won was Kinks, and he's come out and won the big three-year-old handicap at Newmarket at the weekend, is now £7 higher. So I just think he looks really solid. They seem happy to stick with the 5 furlongs. And of course, you kind of mentioned the draw there, so he's drawn 17 of 17, and that doesn't actually bother me too much. If you look at the 5 furlong handicap there on Tuesday, the winner and the second were drawn the highest and second highest stalls. So I'm not too concerned about that. I think he'll go forward, he'll bag the rail. I think he could be quite difficult to beat here ahead of him in what is a big runner handicap, but I can see him kind of being, you know, a bit of an each way price as well. But I think with Oisin on, I think he'll go really close.
What are you hoping for price wise, James?
Even if he was around the 7-8-1 mark, I think it'd be very solid.
Excellent. I am there tomorrow, so I look forward to. I'll definitely back that, and I'll back Alfie because I like old Alfie. Sorry, Tom, nothing against you, but you made the weakest possible case. Yeah, you said you'd go home and not even have a bet.
I would.
Very honest.
It was indeed. Right then, let's get the naps.
This will not be beaten.
James Hill, who are you going to go for?
Not very exciting, but I do think the 7-4 is a decent price, worth getting stuck into about a Hermosa in the 3.35, the Nassau Stakes.
Tom?
Forest of Dean, 150.
And James Ryan?
Cap Francais.
Big price in the 3 o'clock. Okay, chaps, thank you very much indeed. That is it. James, you're hosting tomorrow, aren't you, for the day four. What's the highlight on the Friday? I'm just trying to think.
The King George Stakes, isn't it? And we've got the big handicap as well.
So. How many King Georges are there, by the way?
There's a few now, isn't there?
Every race is called the King George something.
A lot of King Georges, isn't there? Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so James back tomorrow. I'm in on Friday, looking ahead to Saturday. Do join us for then.
Success ain't earned, it's bought. That's why at Paddy Power, we paid the big bucks for the best tech nerds in the world to develop our new, fastest ever app. Download the new app from the App Store or Play Store now. 18 plus, begambleaware.org.